Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're live, another live edition of the Alex Jones Show. It's already Monday yet again, the 7th day of June, 2004. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. Every Monday we're joined by one of our contributors, the webmaster for my websites, PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, Hall Watson. Of course, we'll be talking about the death of Ronald Reagan, who succumbed to a long, decade-long battle with Alzheimer's. And then I want to get into the latest developments concerning government prior knowledge and involvement in 9/11, a huge explosion blowing up part of a large Shiite center in Iraq. Just a ton of vital news and information for you today. So again, thank you for joining us. The elder Bush, from his home in Kennebunkport, Maine, said that Ronald Reagan helped bring in the New World Order. But when we talk about the New World Order, it supposedly doesn't exist, according to a lot of the neocon talk show hosts that are out there. But these presidents keep talking about it. Now, there's a lot of evidence that the Bush cabal tried to assassinate Ronald Reagan. He told the New York Times that he felt fine until he was getting in the car with a Secret Service agent and that he thought the Secret Service agent had accidentally shot him. Now, we know with Yitzhak Rabin, we know that it was the Israeli Secret Service that shot him, and we've had Jerusalem Post writers on, the doctors on at the hospital. I mean, that's even been in their major papers. That's known by most people in Israel. They had that whole staged event with the bodyguard step back. This guy fires his gun, and all of a sudden Rabin gets thrown in the vehicle and gets taken to the hospital and then it isn't given care. It's one of the oldest tricks in the books. And, of course, John Hinckley Jr.'s family was having dinner with the Bushes just days before. We have the Houston Post article, the Associated Press articles from way back in 1981, posted on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and we've been posting articles since Saturday, and so you may have to look in the archives. There's a little calendar there. You can click on the news from the 6th and the 5th. What we should do is, and which we are doing, is taking all the articles and posting them in a Ronald Reagan section. So, and again, the government doubled in size under Ronald Reagan. I personally think Ronald Reagan is better than John Kerry or George W. Bush. But let's just be honest about it. Ronald Reagan was an actor. Ronald Reagan projected a persona. And that's why he was the most loved president of the last century, winning with the biggest landslides in the general election. I mean, I just loved Ronald Reagan. My whole family just loves Ronald Reagan. Until, in hindsight, learning more about Ronald Reagan. But there was that book even written by one of his family members, which they admitted was true, when Ronald Reagan tried to join the Communist Party. This is admitted. This is not debated. And they refused him. But, I mean, look, you can't blame somebody for what they did when they were young. I mean, everybody was a communist in Hollywood at that point if you wanted to go up the ladder. But John Wayne, though, they never asked John Wayne. I mean, John Wayne actually did some good stuff. He was actually anti-New World Order and actually talked the talk and walked the walk. So nothing bad to say about John Wayne, who was an actor, but actually was more anti-communist than Reagan. So I have mixed feelings about Reagan. I have a lot of evidence here, so we'll go over Ronald Reagan and who tried to really have him killed and much more when we get back, so stay with us. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the new world. Tyranny, witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the masters of terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Ronald Reagan, the 40th president reelected with the greatest landslide margin in the 20th century of any president, died, of course, Saturday. In his home in California. And we're going to go over the relationship between Bush and Ronald Reagan. I have the news articles where in one of the campaigns for president, when Bush and Reagan were enemies, where Reagan called George Herbert Walker Bush a globalist, and talked about his membership in the CFR. We're going to go over that. Also, who was really behind the attempted assassination of Ronald Reagan back in 1981? And just all the details coming up here. Also, we'll get into some new 9/11 information, take a lot of your calls. We have Paul Watson joining us for his Monday report in the middle of the next hour as well. But before I dive into the Ronald Reagan information, I just got a call during the break from Captain Joyce Riley, who has her syndicated broadcast via this network, and she's on in the morning from 7 to 10 Central. She's got a major announcement, and this is really exciting, wait till you hear about it, coming up at the bottom of the hour in about 21 minutes. So you'll definitely want to stay with us for this huge, very exciting announcement coming up in about 20 minutes. You know, I thought about this weekend, and I was on National British Radio over the weekend to give them my my analysis, my take on Ronald Reagan, the 40th president who died after a long battle, a decade-long battle. I mean, he announced that he had Alzheimer's back in 1994, 10 years ago, but he obviously had it before that, so at least a decade, and it's a very painful disease, and for the family, for the individual that that is dying from it, because literally your brain just shuts down until you stop breathing. You go through the whole process of just losing some of your memories until you become a complete vegetable. And so Nancy Reagan has said this is a great weight lifted off of her, and I can certainly imagine that, and our heartfelt sadness goes out to the family. Nevertheless, we must be honest about Ronald Reagan. Now, I don't hate Ronald Reagan like I hate Bill Clinton, like I really hate George W. Bush. I can't stand John Forbes Kerry. I don't think that Ronald Reagan was an evil person, but he certainly was a puppet. Now, he was a perfect president because he was an actor, played military officers, was one of his favorite roles in film. And Ronald Reagan, it is admitted, tried to join the Communist Party and was refused. That didn't work out for him, so then he became a conservative. And this is all admitted, my friends. Ronald Reagan was a member of the Bohemian Grove, though he was the type of member like Mr. Nixon was, who they didn't like the Bohemian Grove, so they didn't enjoy the Bohemian Grove, but had to go because of political connections they made there. In fact, a few months ago, the Presidential Library of Richard Nixon released a tape of him talking about the Grove, how it is the most horrible homosexual orgy you can imagine. Now again, these are just the facts. These aren't my words. These are the words of Richard Milhouse Nixon. And we have a photo on the website released by the Grove of George Shultz, Ronald Reagan, Richard Nixon, and others together at the Grove. We have photos of George Bush and his son at the Grove. We have Sacramento Bee, Associated Press articles with them at the Grove. And I snuck into the Grove in July of 2000, just about a month short now of the four-year anniversary, and I got the first-ever footage from outside the Grove, and about a year later, the first-ever footage of Skull and Bones got out. The New York Observer got some footage of part of the ritual that goes on in the courtyard, and they were hailing Satan and doing mock sacrifices. I mean, we need to discuss this. I would hope that if I was out hailing Satan and, you know, doing mock sacrifices, that my neighbors would probably call the police on me if I was doing this in my backyard. But our presidents do it, namely our Christian conservative presidents, and we're supposed to just say, oh, they're just having some fun. Now, in the 1976 election, we see news coming out concerning the Bushes and globalism, and then in the primaries, when Reagan and Bush were battling with each other in 1980, when they were fighting over, actually in 1979, who would get the nomination? It was in Florida newspapers. Reagan out campaigning against Bush saying, look, I'm not a globalist. I'm not for this new world order. I'm not a member on the Council on Foreign Relations, and George Herbert Walker Bush is. And the two did not like each other. Now this is part of the mainstream record. Reagan saw Bush as the liberal. And you notice Reagan never popped off about a new world order. George Herbert Walker Bush, the father of George W. Bush, certainly did. And then in 1981, just 3 months after John Lennon gets shot, and that was definitely a government op, and we've gone over the evidence of that, Ronald Reagan gets shot, and he told the New York Times that he thought the Secret Service had accidentally shot him. He was fine until he got in the car, and it felt like a hammer hit him. And then you have Hinckley Jr. meeting with the Bushes and being some of their biggest campaign contributors. Now, we've had LBJ's private lawyer on this show going over the evidence of LBJ and the hit against JFK. And that's mainstream news now. I mean, it goes back to kings, where the younger brother of the king would kill the king so he could be the king. It goes back to Cain and Abel. This is how it works. This is classic vice presidents trying to kill the president. And so we'll go over some of the evidence of that as well. It's all out of the Houston Post, the New York Times, the Associated Press. And we're supposed to forget about all of this. And Ronald Reagan was not senile, was quite intelligent, until he got taken to the hospital, given the cold blood. And then it was like he was drugged after that and would not be able to hold cabinet meetings. Then suddenly he would be back to normal. And at that point, the course of the Reagan administration that was going to be small government, he was talking about getting rid of the IRS, suddenly it all changed course, and the vice El Presidente began running things. But before I get into all of this and the background on this, and then take your calls concerning Ronald Reagan, 1-800-259-9231. Again, I personally like Ronald Reagan. I mean, he's a good actor. And I personally think he's a lot better than George Herbert Walker Bush or his son or John Kerry or any of them. But we still have to look at the fact the government did double in size, folks. The government didn't get smaller. It's like George W. Bush. I mean, government's exploding in size. But the average person has no idea that's even going on. Elder Bush recalls man of principles. This was out of the Maine Today, the Press Herald. And Bush, from his home in Kennebunkport, Maine, Saturday night was interviewed. It was published Sunday. This is on PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and Infowars.com. And he said, this is a quote, some of the liberals in New York were wringing their hands and going crazy, Bush said, and sure enough, a lot happened on his watch that was very, very positive towards a new world order. So see, now you're a liberal if you're against the New World Order. Well, funny, all I hear the liberals calling for is a New World Order. It's like this weekend, yesterday, I was eating dinner with my wife. We had NPR on. They were talking about the global banks, the IMF, the World Bank, this global dictatorship, and they said, oh, we've got to stop the evil corporations. We've got to have a global government to counter it. The evil corporations that are crime syndicates that aren't free market are creating the New World Order, and the left is telling you, jump into the arms of the New World Order. They'll save you from the New World Order. And then Bush does the same thing, but the other side of the equation. Oh, if you're not for a New World Order, you're with those liberals. Hitler talked about a New World Order. H.G. Wells talked about a New World Order. Stalin talked about it. Mao talked about it. It means global dictatorship, boys and girls. I mean, this is scary stuff. But again, Limbaugh says it doesn't exist. There is no such thing as it. Here's Bush spouting off again about a New World Order. So, saying that Ronald Reagan helped bring in this New World Order. Now, let me get into this article. It's kind of a compilation of news articles and stuff from Liberty Think. It's on PrisonPlanet.com right now. Reagan dead 23 years after hit by Bush cabal. Ronald Reagan, the optimistic, patriotic Hollywood actor who, as the nation's 40th president, revived the conservative movement in America, died Saturday. Reagan, who was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease in 94, died at his Los Angeles home in Bel Air. He was 93 also. He devalued the idea of a strong central government, but the central government got bigger, folks, to the chagrin of the detractors and to the delight of his supporters. After he was shot 2 months into his presidency, he told his wife, Nancy, honey, I forgot to duck. Goldwater's administrative director, Tom Delaney, now we're continuing, was an insider at the 1908 GOP convention. Excuse me, 1908 convention. I was always remember the very words of Tom. We'll come back and I'll read this article and go over some of the tidbits. Basically, this has condensed a lot of the stories we've got posted there, so you can read them all in their entirety. And we'll get into who really tried to assassinate Ronald Reagan. Stay with us.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
I'm a nurse, and I injured my back, and I've lost 22 pounds and 9 inches. I would definitely recommend Vim and Vigor.
As far as losing weight, Vim and Vigor is the best investment I ever made. It actually works.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through Collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. Get $25 off a 3-month supply of Collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a 1-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow. It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, I'm going to read through this compilation of articles concerning Ronald Reagan, and then we will start taking your calls toll free at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And it says, Goldwater's administrative director, Tom Dunleavy, was an insider at the 1980 GOP convention. I always remember the very words of Tom following my protest of the selection of George Bush for VP. They were etched into my mind. We didn't like that either. It was a deal with the devil. Henry Kissinger and Gerald Ford, present at the convention as agents of David Rockefeller, assured Reagan that his presidency if he accepted Bush on the ticket. Otherwise, Rockefeller would swing the election to Carter. Leon Skelton spoke with Reagan at the convention both before and after the Bush decision and related how Reagan told how Henry Kissinger and Ford, with the support of Walter Cronkite, another Bohemian Grove member, coerced him. According to Skelton, these are Reagan's very words. They showed me the brush by which I would be tarred if I did not go along. After the election, with George W. Bush's top man campaign manager, James Baker, became Reagan's chief of staff, the one person who controlled who saw the president, the betrayal of conservatism was complete. After Reagan was allegedly shot by John Hinckley Jr. barely 2 months into his first term, the curious item turns up in the Associated Press, March 31st, 1981. This is from the Associated Press. Scott Hinckley, brother of John W. Hinckley Jr., who allegedly shot Reagan, was to have dined tonight in Denver at the home of Neil Bush, one of Vice President's sons. Scott Hinckley, vice president of the father's Denver-based firm, Vanderhilt Energy Corp. Neil Bush lives in Denver, where he works for the energy company, a section of Standard Oil Company of Indiana. And again, there was another meeting before the shooting with the Bushes, multiple meetings. In 1978, Neil served as campaign manager for his brother, George W. Bush, the vice president's oldest son, who made an unsuccessful bid for Congress. Neil lived in Lubbock throughout much of 78, where John Hinckley lived from 74 to 1980. Incredible. Sharon Bush, Neil's wife, said, "From what I've known and what I've heard, they, the Hinckleys, are a very nice family and have given a lot of money to the Bush campaign. We also see that George W. Bush, who was just as honest and straightforward a man in 81 as he is today, UPI, March 31st, 1981, another of the vice president's sons, George W. Bush, lived in Lubbock in 1978 and ran unsuccessfully for Congress. Police have said John Hinckley Jr. lived in Lubbock at the time and once attended Texas Tech University. Young George Bush did not recall meeting the suspect. It's certainly conceivable that I met him or might have been introduced to him. He said, I don't recognize his face from the brief, kind of distorted thing they had on TV, and the name doesn't ring any bells." No, you're just going to the same, you know, hanging out in the same area as your brother's work for him. They're some of the biggest campaign contributors. Researcher John Judge, currently head of the 9/11 Citizen Watch, pulled together threads in November 2000. In a period when Reagan came in, I believe Bush took over. He was vice president and rose to power, I believe, on March 31st, 81, when Reagan was nearly assassinated. The person placed as the patsy, not the person that actually shot Reagan, but the person placed as the patsy in the case was John Hinckley Jr., who's allowed out of jail every week now, out of the mental institution. His family ties were to oil. Through that oil connection, Neil Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush's son, who worked in oil, knew Scott Hinckley, who also worked in oil. Neil had been involved with Scott in many oil operations, both working for oil speculation and oil companies. And then Hinckley Jr., the supposed shooter, living in Lubbock with Lord Bush. Just like the Bin Ladens, it's just all accidental. The two families live close to each other. They knew each other socially and financially. And, of course, there's been photos and all that out there of them together. But Bush lies about it. When the Hinckley Oil Company started to fail in the 60s, Bush, Zapata Oil, financially bailed out the Hinckley's company, but they don't know him. It went from being Vanderbilt Oil to Vanderbilt Energy or Vanderbilt Resources in the 1960s after Bush intervened. The Hinckley's had been running an oil operation with six dead wells, but then they were making several million dollars a year after the Bush bailout. I always thought this was some sort of money pass front where they were laundering money through the this phony oil operation, but actually operating some type of an intelligence payoff. The father in the family, John W. Hinckley Sr., was also the president of the board for World Vision. World Vision is the far right-wing and evangelical missionary operation that does missionary and good work operations in countries where there is political purpose for it to be there. And that's where the supposed shooter of John Lennon worked. Oh, we'll be right back.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
They began with a special service.
The rescue of the hostages you have
is headed for
the war on terror until they are credited.
Senator.
Not getting all the news that's fit to print due to mainstream press censors? Then subscribe to America's newspaper, the American Free Press. No censors, no spin doctors, and no government snoops here. Just honest news that affects you. The American Free Press supports what the majority of Americans want, like lower taxes, stopping illegal immigration, and ending our meddling in foreign affairs. The American Free Press supports the American people, and now you can become a subscriber to the AFP with an incredible offer. Sign up today and receive the original first 19 issues on CD, plus two copies of the Citizens Rulebook as our gift with your one-year subscription. A one-year subscription is only $59. Call toll-free 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109. That's 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109, or visit GCNLive.com and click on the American Free Press banner.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
The grass is always greener with a wheatgrass kit from wheatgrasskits.com. Their mission is to provide you with nature's most perfect living food. Skip the high prices at the neighborhood juice bar. Grow your own wheatgrass, barley grass, sunflower greens, sprouts, or herbs for only pennies a day. It's easy to do indoors or out. Start with a basic wheatgrass kit. It's everything you'll need to grow stamina-building, nutrient-rich wheatgrass. The kit includes 5 pounds of organic wheatgrass seed, reusable growing trays, organic soil, mineral additive, and the book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Miracle. Or get the deluxe kit that adds barley grass seed and sunflower greens. The health benefits of wheatgrass are legendary, but perhaps one of the best benefits are the antioxidants. Research is showing that antioxidants are instrumental in preventing cancer. At wheatgrasskits.com, you'll find the best available price on a huge variety of wheatgrass juicers, and if you do find a better price, wheatgrasskits.com will beat it. Visit today, www.wheatgrasskits.com, or call 801-375-2250.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Think back, my friends. We have all these articles posted on the websites. 3 months before Ronald Reagan got shot, John Lennon, who started actually getting away from his socialist ways and was actually writing songs about the New World Order and the Illuminati. Oh, yes, I own some of them. Months before Reagan gets shot, this individual walks up and shoots John Lennon. And, of course, he had been overseas in the CIA front World Vision, this so-called Christian missionary group. He'd been working there. He shows up and shoots Lennon. And, of course, the Hinckleys, the father of John Hinckley Jr., John W. Hinckley, was the president of the board of World Vision. At the very same time, then, that we have his son going 3 months later and supposedly shooting Ronald Reagan. And then I have the New York Times quote here where Ronald Reagan thought that the Secret Service had shot him. We saw the same thing with his chakra being. So, folks, this is so obvious. It's every time. So we'll go over this some more. Then I want to get into some of the developments we got after Bilderberg Group closed up a few days ago in Italy. Got some big stories there for you. Also some new 9/11 prior knowledge information and a lot more on Ronald Reagan. Now, he was forced to take the former CIA director, the globalist, the Skull and Bones member, as his VP. George Herbert Walker Bush, and we'll take your calls, a lot of your calls on this subject, coming up in just a few minutes. But before we do that, Captain Joyce Riley, who has her own talk show on this network, has a big announcement to make. This is pretty exciting, and so we're proud to have her announce it and break the news here on this broadcast. Joyce, good to have you on with us.
Thank you, Alex. You understand that this is being recorded by Showtime right now as we speak, correct?
Yeah, that's great, and they're welcome to use it.
Sure. Okay, we have your permission.
Sure.
We are now embarking on a campaign. Showtime has a program called The American Candidate at AmericanCandidate.com. A lot of people applied for this. Over 1,000 people applied for this, and I am very honored to have been picked as one of the 10 finalists. They narrowed it down to 24. I went out to Los Angeles, made it into the finals, and we're going to be having a meeting tomorrow night to announce my campaign in Arkansas City, Kansas. And the reason I'm calling you, Alex, you're the first one to know about this, is because you represent and I represent what all these people around the country have been wanting to have said for so long, and that is what we're thinking. What's on our minds? Why we're not happy with the candidates that we have?
Well, I know what people are thinking right now. Tell us about the show. Tell us what it does.
Okay, this is a reality show called American Candidate, in which they pick the 10 people to tell this country what their issues are. And so we go before the people and we can get eliminated. We can, you know, we have to stay in the running. And we want to be the final American candidate.
Joyce, I bet you're going to win.
Well, Alex, that's very kind of you. I appreciate that very much. But let me.
Well,
just
I can't
say,
think of anybody more intelligent or informed. I mean, of these other 9 people, I mean, I bet they can't even hold a candle to you.
Oh, well, thank you. That's very kind of you. But there's going to be some very sharp people. But I want the people to hear what you and I talk about, the issues of the Federal Reserve, the issues of the Gulf War veterans, the issues of all of our jobs going overseas, the borders are wide open in the war on terrorism. These are the issues we're going to be talking about. And we're going to have a town hall meeting tomorrow night, Tuesday night. Anybody within shouting distance of Arkansas City, Kansas, please be here. Because we're going to have a town hall meeting to announce not only these issues, but announce the opening of this campaign and to find out what the people want. So we'd like for, here's the rule. Here's what I need you to do. I need, if anybody's near Ark City, to be here at the American Legion in Arkansas City at 6 p.m. Tuesday night, tomorrow evening, 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. They need to be there by 6. Dave's going to put on a concert. Okay, arrive after 6 or before 7. That's what that the time limit is. After 6, before 7. They can't
6:30.
Come before 6.
6:30.
Yeah, that's perfect. Dave will be doing a concert. We're going to do some his music before that, and then we're going to have the town hall meeting. I'm going to announce my candidacy, and we want to find out what the people want in this country.
And obviously, this is going to be videotaped by Showtime.
Showtime is here right now as we speak.
And it's Showtime.
And Showtime will be there tomorrow night. So we're going to do what we can. We've been given this opportunity. Finally, somebody has said, what
and
is
so
the
now, out of these 10 people, you're going to be able to present in the show what your listeners, what my listeners, what real active people who aren't left or right, but that just want the truth
exactly.
And just want freedom. This
exactly.
Is a major opportunity, very, very exciting, and that's actually a TV show that I would tune in to watch, Joyce.
It is going to be for the thinking people, believe me. It's what do these people want and how many people want what they have to offer.
Well, we don't have a real debate going on between the two cousins, the two Skull and Bones members, John Forbes Kerry and George W. Bush.
You got it.
And so people are very hungry for this, and Hollywood knows that. And so, and this is a great opportunity to get the truth out to tens of millions of people,
it
Joyce.
Is. And Alex, your show is the first one I wanted to call because you and I are so like-minded in what we believe and what our listeners want. Is I'm not representing me. I'm representing all the things our listeners have said for the past 5 years. Is we want a chance to make it visible. We want to talk about what's happened to these vets and how they've been kicked to the side of the curb.
Also need to talk about all the prior knowledge, government prior knowledge of 9/11 and
absolutely.
How the American people want a real investigation of September 11th, not a bunch of Bush business partners running a giant whitewash.
That's right, and how the people want to be the sovereign, not the federal government be the sovereign. So we're going to be talking about all
these
issues.
You mean, Joyce, you're going to be talking about how the American people should be the boss and how government isn't our ruler?
You've got 100 on that test. That's exactly right. We're going to return the government back to the people, to the sovereign citizens that we should have been in the first place, that we were, according to the Constitution and Bill of Rights. So let me just repeat. I need the assistance of anybody that can be in this area tomorrow night, Tuesday night, at the American Legion. The address is 113 East Washington Avenue, right in the middle of downtown Arkansas City. It's not very big. It's only about four blocks long. You can find it. Be there between 6 and 7, not before 6, because it doesn't count if they come before 6. Between 6, you know, like at 6:15 would be perfect.
Exactly, and it's a great way to get your message out, folks, and to support Dave and Joyce. Well, Joyce, this is exciting, and I wonder if the whole Hollywood crowd is going to want to see a strong woman in there talking about the New World Order and exposing the real issues. I think that it's going to be very refreshing to have a strong, intelligent woman who wants to defend the people and their liberties instead of these other female and male candidates that are pushed on us that are constantly promoting this globalist agenda.
You got it right. And, and it's not important that it's male or female. I mean, let's just look who the last few guys were that were in there that did all this. Maybe it's time. I don't know, but I'm not concerned about male versus female. I'm concerned about right versus wrong.
Well, you're a lot better than Hillary Clinton, Joyce.
Hey, thanks for that vote. Hey, listen, just again, everybody, if you are within driving distance, yes, Showtime will be covering this and videotape or using it for their production. But please, everybody, go to AmericanCandidate.com. Now, I don't know if they've got the 10 candidates because they just announced them. It was in the New York Times. Everybody's been trying to find out. This has been written up in the New York Times in the past, but the media's been trying to find out who these 10 candidates are from all over the country. And you're one of the first ones to be able to announce it.
Tell us who the candidates are.
I don't know. They won't let me know either. So I don't know. All I know
is... Well, we know one of them is Joyce Riley.
Yep, that's right. All I know is at 10 a.m. I got my marching instructions. I've got to have this town hall rally tomorrow night, Tuesday night, at 6:15, and we are going to go, and we're going to have a town hall meeting like you've never seen before, and we're going to have Dave playing music. So anybody that can be here, be here. We're going to have a big, big meeting, okay?
Okay, Joyce, that is very exciting, and I'm sure you will... keep us abreast of the situation as it develops.
That's right, and we'll have a recorded program on in the morning because we're not going to be able to continue. I mean, Dave is going to have to be here with me, so that's why we're going to be gone from the show, is that we are going to be doing the business that we have asked, we have asked for all time. We've been asking for this opportunity. Now it's been given to us, and we've got to use it.
Very exciting. Joyce, thank you for joining us.
And thank you for the Genesis Network, because a lot of people are going to want to know who Genesis Network is and Infowars.com. And remember, we will not stop, Alex.
All right. Wow.
All right, thank you.
Well, congratulations, Joyce.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, sir.
You bet. Take care. All right, folks. You want to go be involved in that? A real town hall meeting tomorrow night, 6:30 in Arkansas. Okay. I want to get back into Ronald Reagan and his wicked Vice President George Herbert Walker Bush. I want to get into this bizarre group World Vision with one of its little employees going and putting a couple bullet holes in John Lennon. And 3 months later, the head of the company's son supposedly shoots Ronald Reagan, the 40th president, with a .22 caliber handgun. We'll be discussing that and going over it, but I want to give you a chance to get involved on air, folks. So right now, let's go ahead and go to some calls, 1-800-259-9231. I'm going to give each caller about a minute or two, so I want to get lots of you in. Eric in Connecticut. Eric, first caller, go ahead. Good to talk to you, Eric. Are you there? I guess he's gone. All right, Paul in Delaware. Paul, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, my man?
Good.
Yeah, have you had a chance to see that new Coke commercial with the RFID chip in it?
Yeah, I meant to tell Stephanie to go to prisonplanet.tv, my dear, and please download that. I want to play that audio in the next hour where the Delta Force is chasing you, and you can win, but you can't hide. being tracked is so much fun.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you, I don't know what's going on here, my man. But as far as Reagan goes, I just thought when he got shot, I was just thinking to myself back then, before I was even a thinking person. I was thinking maybe George Bush has gotten this man shot because he wants to take total control.
Well, just like LBJ. I mean, that's now admitted by his own lawyer.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, look, I mean, this is the classic M.O. of the top lieutenant going after the boss, the Soviets going after Stalin and then putting Khrushchev in. So it's the same story over and over again.
Yeah.
And Reagan was actually coming out with conservative policies, and then 2 months into the White House gets shot by the head of the company whose employee shoots Lenin, and the head of the company's son supposedly business buddies with the Bushes, business partners with them, then goes and does the dirty work and shoots Reagan. But then Reagan tells the New York Times, I thought the Secret Service accidentally shot me in the car. And then he told people at the hospital, and we have the mainstream news articles here, folks, from back in 81, that he thought it was Bush. And then suddenly he changed his story real quick and suddenly had trouble thinking as much. And they said, oh, maybe it was the cold blood he was given.
Yeah. I was watching C-SPAN. They were having the Gulf War illness hearings, and, I mean, it was really good. And they switched off of that, and they started talking about Reagan. But I was thinking to myself, you know, they just wanted to keep away from the Gulf War, and then I turned on today, and you were talking about it. But there are some issues that need to be talked about with Reagan and Bush and what's going on with them. But, yeah, that's pretty much all I had to say, my man.
All right, good to hear from you. I appreciate the call, Paul. Let's go back to Eric up in Skull and Bones country up in Connecticut. Go ahead, Eric.
Oh, sorry, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So Matrix of Evil this weekend. Nice job.
Well, thank you.
Very well done. And I think a lot of people will enjoy it and appreciate it because it allows them to sort of see you in the flesh in front of audiences and speaking and referring as you do in your previous videos to your sources, but this is good because you're right out in front of the public in a public forum.
Yeah, Matrix, the others are in kind of Discovery Channel, History Channel, documentary format, and there's some of that in Matrix of Evil, the two-hour, 10-minute film, but in Matrix of Evil, it's Ron Paul giving speeches and being interviewed by us, it's myself, Frank Morales, Colonel Roberts, even a Democrat talking about the New World Order and the UN kidnapping rings. We interview the former Georgia Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney. It's got speeches I gave on national television. It's got us throwing the Patriot Act out in Austin.
That was awesome, Alex. I wanted to commend you on your speech in front of the Austin Council. That was wonderful.
Well, thank you.
It was good to see. It was refreshing. And I'll tell you, the lies that are being put forth about the Patriot Act, about hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cities. Three or four states now rejecting this piece of garbage. It was nice.
Well, thank you. Do you have any comments about Ronald Reagan?
I certainly do. I think Ronald Reagan started out sincere enough. I mean, if one was to listen to his 1977 to 1979 radio addresses, which he did like 5 days a week.
I've heard some of those. Very good.
In fact, I have most of them on tape. They're superb. I mean, one will hear a real conservative. However, in March 30, 1981, when the assassination attempt took place. It was either in 80 or 81.
It was in 81.
81, okay. He was planning, among other things, to abolish the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms.
Yeah, no. I mean, he said not one red cent of the tax money you pay goes. We're going to abolish the IRS. We're going to abolish the BATF. He was doing all this stuff, really was going to cut government, and then suddenly he gets shot by the son of the Bush business partners. We get attacked by the business partners, the Bin Ladens. Saddam, the business partner, invades Kuwait. I mean, it's just the same story over and over again. And then it's an employee of the Hinckley's company that goes and shoots Lenin 3 months before. I mean, how much more obvious does it have to get?
The smoking guns are everywhere. And, Alex, I would suggest to your listeners that they check out some of Fritz Springmeier's books. Be Wise as Serpents, The Bloodlines of the Illuminati.
Yeah, we carry Bloodlines of the Illuminati at Infowars.com.
And also, he wrote some remarkable information on mind control and just a font of knowledge. And
you mean the CIA, former CIA Director Bush, might have some mind control people working for him?
Do you imagine that? Oh, geez, I'm not being a good neocon, or I'd say no, he doesn't.
I mean, the Hinckleys just magically have their kid out shooting people and just magically have the employee working for him that shoots John Lennon.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazingly intricate and complex. The tools used for these mind control techniques and just how it's done.
Well, it's simple. They put somebody on PCP and LSD and dunk them in water for a couple months, off and on, until they totally lose their mind, and they reprogram them. That's even on the History Channel. Dr. Ewing Cameron, the founder of the American Psychological Association, was convicted in civil court of torturing thousands of people under the CIA program.
Yep.
I mean, this is admitted, folks.
Mainstream news.
Well,
thanks
look,
a lot,
back during Vietnam, they had our pilots confessing doing whatever. During the Korean conflict, you know, they had Manchurian candidates. This can be done. This is done.
It's being done. It's being done to date, and it's certainly being done on the part of these. It's being done to children today, and it's being done by some very prominent and famous people that people
well,
would be
well,
shocked
look,
to know
world,
about.
World Vision is the CIA front in the third world countries, and it's run by the Hinckleys, who were business partners with the Bushes, and then this guy works for them and goes and shoots Lenin, and then their son goes and shoots Reagan. And then Reagan says, no, the Secret Service shot me. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I haven't even gotten into the meat and potatoes of Ronald Reagan and the evidence that it was the Bushes carrying out a globalist operation in 1981. We will get into that. I do want to get into the latest developments in the Bilderberg groups and some big stories coming out of that meeting that just closed down a few days ago over in Italy, and some really important 9/11 information as well. Taliban told U.S. it would give up Osama, report Reuters. This is from yesterday, June 6th. And then, of course, that dovetails with the article from last week. U.S. told Saudis to let al-Qaeda gunman escape, says official. That out of the Scotsman. Just like with Hinckley or Saddam or any of these people, it's always business partners with the Bushes, always staged events. But we'll continue with this. We'll go to your calls here in just a moment. Before I do, though, you heard the earlier caller talk about my film, The Matrix of Evil. It's a great video. 9-11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror. Both those videos cover September 11th and government-sponsored terror. Carry a bunch of videos, books on tape. Just a lot of powerful information. You can watch video clips, read about the films and books, order them online at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or you can call toll-free to get my videos. Big discounts when you get three or more. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. The videos are all over 2 hours long, $25.95 a piece, $20 if you order three or more. You can, $20 a piece when you order three or more, big discount. You can also write to me, to Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. These videos are excellent. They're great at waking people up. So get them, make copies of them, get them out to people today. Again, that number, if you missed it, 1-888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Let's go ahead and talk to Emmett in Pennsylvania, then Jeff and others. Go ahead, Emmett.
Yes, last night I was playing Neil Young's Mirror Ball. You need to hear that disc. It's one of the songs goes, Home of the Brave. Where only heroes need protection. These rockers, they know what's going on. They know what's going down. You know, Reagan tripled the federal deficit while he was in. He voted okay for abortions in California. And the way I believe, he was divorced and remarried. According to the Bible, that's not... You're only married to your first wife. Sorry.
Well... clearly, Reagan was not going to be that big government promoter until he got shot. And certainly, the government radically expanded, doubled in size. It's now happening under Bush. And I guess conservative means doubling in size. But he was an actor. I don't think he was bad, but clearly he was a puppet. But a lot of people don't want to face this. It's like Democrats don't want to face the fact that Bill Clinton was who he was. But clearly, they wouldn't have shot him with the Bush business partner's son if he hadn't been doing some things they didn't like.
Here's another thing. It's come out recently that Iraq was trying to buy plutonium from South Africa.
Not true.
Oh, okay.
We've had about 100 of these reports.
Okay, all right. I was thinking, well, George Bush might have been trying to pull a Roosevelt with letting the Japanese bomb Pearl Harbor. He left them bomb the Trade Tower buildings, so...
He let them? There weren't the hijackers are still alive. The whole thing was staged.
Yeah. Well, we need a real inquiry into that.
Well, look, I mean, regardless of who Ronald Reagan really was, it doesn't matter. They're all puppets.
Right.
Okay, thanks for the call. We'll come back with the second hour and go to Jeff and Terry and Myron and many, many others. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Stay with us.
Skyrocketing oil prices, the economy on the brink, the plunging dollar, terrorism, the government spending $1.80 for every dollar it collects. Never in the history of our country have we faced so many threats to our freedoms, rights, and individual security. How long can we continue without a fracture occurring? With the events that recently rocked the elections in Spain, what will happen as we get closer to our own elections? Now is the time to begin preparing for such threats. Ready Reserve Foods has been helping businesses, government, and individuals for over 32 years. No matter what your preparation needs, Ready Reserve Foods offers virtually the finest in dehydrated, nitrogen-packed, long-term storable foods and has food units benefits to fit your particular needs. Get a deluxe 3-month food supply for one adult, normally $4.98, for only $2.49 by calling Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. Call now and save $2.49. That's 1-800-453-2202. And tell them Alex Jones sent you.